The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
This radical proposition that's implicit in the awakened are awakened by karmic consciousness. There's a formulation in Buddhism about the nature of consciousness. It has three categories. The first one is discriminative mind, the mind that thinks and judges and concludes. And then the second one is literally the Sanskrit word is hridaya, which means heart. It's like the emotional, the feeling, the way in which what arises has, as the phrase I've been using, we take it personally. You know, it becomes an involvement in me and the world according to me. And then the third mind, the consciousness, is the realm of experiencing. And what is the realm of experiencing? Well, it's the functioning of citta and the functioning of hridaya, the functioning of discriminating mind and the functioning of feeling mind. Psychological mind, however you want to describe it. And so the very practice of mindfulness is simply attending to the thinking and the feeling and coming into contact with the experiential level of being. In the early suttas, it says that this experiential is where the learning of what is happens. That each of us is a miraculous expression of being. And it's offered to us as a way, as a context to be aware of. You know, I've been quoting that statement by Martin Luther King. You know, the challenging experiences can be instructive, educational was the word he used, and they can also be transformative. And as we live in this world according to me, and me according to me, as we live within its confines, there's a construct of being. There's a construct of what is. There's even a construct of what's happening in the moment. And the more we invite experiencing, the more that's illuminated, the more it becomes evident. Me being me becomes more evident. And as it does, it becomes educational and it invites a greater being, a being beyond just the world according to me. Maybe to put it a little poetically, we could say it's a shift from the world according to me according to the world. And the interface is what's being experienced moment by moment. And this is the great intrigue and challenge of mindfulness. yesterday I offered this illustration of myself in a meeting, you know, and watching that impulse, the subtle reactiveness, or maybe not so subtle reactiveness, when I heard that something had been arranged in a way that was disappointing to me. Well, let's cancel it. It's me and my world. We'd like things to fit more within my agendas, my preferences. And then as we see that, we see it, and in a way we see through it. Oh, that's me in my world trying to corral this vast, endless existence into the way I would like it to be. Not to condemn ourselves for such thoughts and feelings, but more to be instructed by them. The awakened to karmic consciousness. And can we hold that with benevolence? Can we let there be within our being an evolution? Oh, yes, indeed. I do have preferences. I do have ways of seeing things. And yes, they are self-centered. However, I can still invite into my way of being an ever-growing recalibration of what it is to be. How burdensome for others if I just go around trying to insist the world should always be the way I want it. And how human it is that when it's not the way I want it, it disturbs me. And that's how it is for everyone. But it's not the way we want it. It's disturbing. It's challenging. It's upsetting. Why not? And when we see it, it's like we're inviting a deep sanity into being and a deep compassion. Ah, indeed, isn't this the way we're made? Isn't this how our neurology works, how our psychology works, how our somatic being works? Isn't this complex organism of being a human subject to these impulses? And can we sit and practice awareness a willingness and an attentiveness of being this interplay of all being through this particular being that I am? And as we enter the world, can we appreciate and allow that everybody else is having their version of it too? Can we dance together? You know? can we collaborate? Can we collude? Can we support each other? Can we offer our patience and our empathy to others? Can we offer them to ourselves? And as we experience the moment's version of this interplay being, can we open to its teaching? And its teaching will be the world according to me, and the me according to me, and the preferences and aversions that are embedded in both of those. That's the ground of awakening. Or whether someone praises us or insults us or delights us or frustrates us, that's the ground of awakening. And then for each of us to discover how to stay close to that sensibility, how to keep referencing it, and to remind ourselves that complex and amazing as the human condition is, in another way, it's fragile. It's asking for a reassurance. It's asking for a wise compassion. So as we open up to the workings of the self, it's very, very helpful if we bring that compassion, that skillfulness, and that wisdom. And part of the heritage of our practice, our Buddhist practice, is that embodying helps to create a stability. There's a teaching that says that when we meditate, that when we practice mindfulness, it offers us a kind of protection from the excesses that we're capable of. It offers us a kind of support. So we offer a kind of benevolence to ourselves. We offer ourselves a support, a reassurance, a trust. And it's not that we offer these things, you know, just in the level of thinking mind, although that's a very helpful way to engage them. But if we can embody it as well, if the core of our being can find a reassurance, and often that's how the body is contracting and the breath, how they're contracting or expanding. And then there's a way we can do something similar with our attitude and disposition. Okay, this is how it is. Can that statement, can it have a tenderness to it? And when it's pleasant, can we soak up appreciation And when it's unpleasant, can we watch how that ripples through us? Can we have compassion in the ways we contract? Can we have an empathy for others in the ways they contract? So each day, this is, for some reason, the word that comes to mind is the prayer of our practice. This is the aspiration. What we carry out into the world to discover the new day. This way of being that's invited to go beyond me and mine and my world. May this day bring you lots of moments of awakening. Thank you. And enjoy your day. Bye-bye.